Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the does leads are followed.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday. Working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew. Place and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face and the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Pray. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, tangled.
There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. Get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point.
Thus opened the fantastic album by Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks, which was released this week 50 years ago, and that was the opening track, Tangled Up in Blue, which means, Sam, he released that about 10 years after causing huge controversy at the Newport Folk Festival in 1965 by daring to take electric band onto the stage at the festival, where he was best known for singing protest and folk songs, and the rest is history. I've been thinking a lot about it because I've just seen the new documentary. Yeah. Have you seen it yet?
Not yet, James, but I've heard some great things and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
It's an incredible performance by Timothy Chalamet, who really inhabits Dylan's young character. Apparently, 5 years in the preparation, during which time he learnt to play the guitar and learnt to sing just like Dylan, maybe even better.
Wow, yeah. Look forward to seeing that with great interest. Talking of one of the festivals we love, Warwick Festival. They've got a headline performance from Lavon Dunor, and here are Lavon Dunor with some fantastic Quebecois music.
Je me divertissais autant comme de noblesse.
Aux quatre coins de la table, du vin rouge et du blanc,
j'en buvais à ma soif en me divertissant.
J'en buvais à ma soif en me divertissant.
Un soir m'a pris d'envie d'aller voir ma maîtresse.
je la trouve sur son lit. Qu'elle pleure et bien sans cesse.
Au garde donc la belle, car vous attend pleurer.
Vos amitiés, la belle, auraient-elles pu changer?
Vos amitiés, la belle, auraient-elles pu changer?
J'ai entendu parler de bien des choses, peut vous défier partout, d'un cabaret à l'autre.
Que ce serait la belle, cela vous fait de rien.
Vos amitiés, la belle, seront toujours les miennes.
Vos amitiés, la belle, seront toujours les miennes.
Galant, j'ai entendu encore bien d'autres choses. Que vous fassiez l'amour à moi comme bien à d'autres.
Que ce serait la belle, cela vous fait de rien.
Vos amitiés, la belle, seront toujours les miennes.
Vos amitiés, la belle, seront toujours les miennes.
Thank you.
So two French language bands in a row. We first heard Le Vent du Nord from French Canada, and then French band Malicorne. And I played that today because as Sam and I went to air, Simon Kerr announced the sad news, certainly on this side of the channel, that the great Gabriel Yacoub has just passed away in France. He was about 72 or 73 years old, I think. And Gabriel Yacoub was an incredibly important and influential musician in France and was the founder of the band Malicorne, who you just heard then from their album Le Mariage Anglais, and a beautiful, beautiful musician and a great band indeed. A little bit of kitchen noise in the studio, just to show that we're keeping it real here, Sam.
Yes, we are. We are just we're just near my kitchen, so you can hear some kitchen noises, which have mysteriously just stopped.
We can't really complain because said kitchen just fed us. So,
yeah, indeed. Great stuff. Well, another act that's going to be at Shrewsbury this year, thanks to Creative Scotland, is the wonderful Kim Carney. But before we hear Kim, let's just talk about, because what's also been announced is that the new Reunited Glory Strokes are going to be there, James. So you must be excited about that.
I'm so excited about it. Yeah, we haven't played for a couple of years, and maybe even more than that. It feels like at least, possibly even pre-lockdown, that the Glory Strokes did a Cayley, and we'll be at Shrewsbury and Warwick, and we're very, very excited to be doing both of them. Yeah, a fantastic experience.
And at both festivals that we've just been talking about, you're also going to do. We'll hear more about this at some point. But there's also something new from Melrose Quartet.
That's right. A project called Music Heritage Place, which is the brainchild of Nancy Kerr, who's part of Melrose Quartet. And I think the best thing to do is probably talk to Nancy fairly soon on the program.
We will. I'm looking forward to that.
Let's do that soon.
But in the meantime, let's hear some lovely Gaelic music now from Kim Carney.
Ooh. Hur det än blev, var det vrö och gick jag tog.
brilliant music from Moira Nakahasa and Chris Newman, and their new album is called Firewire. I think it came out in 2023, and that was the opening track, Pheasant Feathers. And we send out our big hello to Moira and Chris, fantastic musicians, as you will know, and it's been too long since we played them on the show. So there you go. That was from Firewire. Do check out their music.
Absolutely. Too long since we played them on the show, James. Great to rectify that. Jim Murray is on at is on at the Greystones next week, and always great to see Jim. There's a lot going on in Sheffield this week, so we've got plenty of music to play. But here's Jim with the great ballad Long Lanking.
Mounted his horse, beware of Long Lankin, who lives in the moss. Let the doors be all bolted, and the windows all pinned, and leave not a crack for Long Lankin to get in. But his words fell like raindrops in the heat of the day. They rang in her ears as he walked away, though the doors were all bolted, the windows all pinned. Through a crack in the fireplace, Long Lankin crept in. Where's the lord of this household? Lankin, he cried, is out at the hunting, his horse is to ride. Where's the master of this household? Lankin, he cried, for it's only his uncle come to visit the boy. And he's pricked him, and he's pricked him with a long silver pin. The nurse held a basin for the blood to drip in. How we did suffer, how we did moan, that his cries woke his mother all asleep in her room. How you sleep, you're leaving my baby to cry and to weep. Well, I've tried him with blanket, I've tried him with bell, so come down, my lady, and rock him yourself. So down came the lady, not thinking no harm. Lankin stood ready to catch in his arms. There was blood in the kitchen, blood in the hall, blood on the staircase where the lady did fall. Then up spoke the handmaid by the window so high. She spies a master come riding close by. Oh, master, oh, master, don't put blame on me, for the false nurse and Lankin have killed your baby. Now Lankin will
taken to the gallows so high. The falseness is burned in the fire close by. So children, remember the windows to pin, and leave not a crack for Long Lankin to get in.
Sam, that's Child Ballad number 93, Long Lankin, which seems like the perfect time to tell you, Sam, that today we are going to play the last Robin Hood ballad out of 38. So without further ado, here is Friday's Child.
Friday's Child.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A Child Ballad every Friday.
Sam, we've been waiting for this moment for quite a while. It was Dave Eyre who told us that it was a good idea to do all of the recorded versions of all the Child Ballads, but we would stall in the Robin Hood section. There are 38 of them in the Child Ballads. Now, not all of them have tunes, as we've found, and we haven't been able to find a recorded version of all of them. But there is a recorded version of the last one in the book, which is called A True Tale of Robin Hood and is Child Ballad 154, which also means, Sam, that this is the first ballad we've played in the Child Ballads. It takes us past the halfway point because there are 305 Child Ballads. And by my calculation, we played 150 last week, which didn't quite take us over. We've skipped over 151, 152 and 153 because there aren't any recordings. And we're up to 154. So congratulations. We've made it. We've made it to the end of the Robin Hood section.
Absolutely great, James. And I would imagine we've nearly been at this for 3 years, I believe.
That is true. Yeah. And I also happen to know, speaking of years, having looked back at the Mick Pete tribute program we did 4 years ago, which was only one of the very first programs that we put up on Mixcloud, that we've been uploading our folk show to Mixcloud for 4 years because Mick, we did a double hour feature on Mick Pete and his life, and shortly after that we started the Child Ballads. So it may even be that we're well into our fourth year, I think, looking at the Child Ballads. So let me tell you a little bit about the last one, seeing as we're on the last Robin Hood ballad in the Child Ballads. It is Child Ballad 154, also for Matt Quinn and Carl Sinfeld, Roud 3996, and it's a song that indeed covers a full history of Robin Hood's life from before him becoming an outlaw until his death. And in this ballad, he is described as the Earl of Huntington, which is very much a part, a later development of the story of Robin Hood in the ballad form. For this recording, Sam, we have to go right back to a singer called Wallace House, who was born in the Channel Islands and became a prominent English folk ballad expert in America, in academia, with a great name, Wallace House. And he is on the Smithsonian label, and it comes from 1953. The album is called Robin Hood Ballads. And here is our last offering in Friday's Child of the Robin Hood Ballads. And next week, we'll be back to non-Robin Hood Child Ballads and ploughing ever onwards towards the end of the Child Ballad collection. Here is True Tale of Robin Hood, sung by Wallace House.
It is a tale of Robin Hood which I to you will tell, which being rightly understood I know will please you well. This Robin so much talked on was once a man of fame, in styled Earl of Huntingdon, Lord Robin Hood by name. No archer living in his time with him might well compare. He practiced all his youthful prime, that exercise most rare. At last by his profuse expense he had consumed his wealth, and being outlawed by the prince in woods he lived by stealth. So being outlawed, as 'tis told, he with a crew went forth, of lusty cutters stout and bold, and robbed in the north. But Robin Hood so gentle was, and bore so brave a mind, if any in distress did pass to them, he was so kind. The abbot of St. Mary's then, who him undid before, was riding with 200 men and gold and silver store. But Robin Hood upon him set with his courageous sparks, and all the coin perforce did get, which was 12,000 marks. The abbot he rode to the king with all the haste he could, and to his grace he everything exactly did unfold. The king protested by and by unto the abbot then, that Robin Hood with speed should die with all his merry men. The abbot, which before I named, sought all the means he could to have by force this rebel ta'en and his adherents bold. Therefore he armed 500 men with furniture complete, but the outlaw slew the half of them and made the rest retreat. So that bold Robin and his train did live unhurt by them, until King Richard came again from fair Jerusalem. The king in person with some lords to Nottingham did ride, to try what strength and skill affords to crush this outlaw's pride. When Robin Hood heard of the same, within a little space, into the town of Nottingham sent a letter to his grace. The tenor of this letter was that Robin would submit, and be true liegeman to his grace in anything that's fit. The king would fain have pardoned him, but that some lords did say, "This precedent will much condemn your grace another day." So ere the pardon came to him, this famous archer died. His death and manner of the same are presently described. His death and manner of the same I'll presently describe. Thank you.
That's the new single from Fluke, and that was called The Father Shore and Winter Flower. They will be appearing at Sidmouth Festival this year. Really looking forward to seeing them. They're also appearing in York in a few weeks' time as well, so that'll be great. If any of you are near York, go and see Fluke, and in the meantime, get your tickets for Sidmouth Festival. One more act that's appearing at Sidmouth Festival coming up in a little while in the programme.
A lot of our listeners, Sam, will be fans of The Band, who were largely Canadian musicians who formed famously originally as the backing band for another singer called The Hawks, and their keyboard player was Garth Hudson, and they went on to become the backing band for Bob Dylan, who helped him go electric on that famous tour in 1966, Garth Hudson being the organ and piano player from then on with The Band. Well, Garth Hudson passed away at the age of 87 in America, I think, but he was Canadian, and he was the last remaining member of The Band. Hard to believe when, in fact, he was the oldest member of the band as well, but he was the longest surviving member, and he passed away just a few days ago. Garth Hudson was an incredibly esoteric, eccentric, and skilled musician whose music covered every genre. He was a very fine jazz musician, but the band in their early days pretty much invented the new term Americana in their early records, and Garth Hudson was an exceptional musician. He was also a very talented saxophone player, but he's best known probably for his huge sweeping organ and keyboard solos with the band, and if you've ever seen The Last Waltz, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, one instrument that Garth Hudson loved to play was the piano accordion, and I'm playing this track especially to remember not just Garth Hudson, but for Sam Hindley, because this is a Bruce Springsteen cover by the band in the early 1990s of Bruce Springsteen's classic track Atlantic City, and I want you to especially listen out for the brilliant accordion playing of the late, great Garth Hudson. This is for all of you band fans out there.
Blew up the chicken man over in Philly last night, and it blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. We're gonna see what them ragged boys can do. But there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. A rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on and fix your hair up pretty. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Well, I got me a job and I put my money away. But I got them kind of debts that no honest man can pay. So I drew out all I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on a Coast City bus. If everything dies, maybe that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on and fix your hair up pretty. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Cold, oh, everything dies, baby, that's a fact.
looking for a job, but they're hard to find. There's winners and there's losers, and I'm south of the line. But I'm tired of getting caught out on the losing end. So I talked to a man last night, gonna do a little favor for him. If everything dies, maybe that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday come back. Put your makeup on and fix your hair up pretty. And meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Oh, meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
Buckets of tears, got all them buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. Pretty people disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. If you want me, honey, baby, I'll be here.
Of Rain, one of my favourite songs from my favourite record. That is the last track on Blood on the Tracks, and we're playing tracks from that today because Blood on the Tracks was released 50 years ago this week. Buckets of Rain, and Sam, that's about all we've got time for today. The whole show will be available, as usual, on Mixcloud, and thank you to anybody who's just found our broadcasts on Mixcloud. 4 years we've been on there, and I would estimate they're approaching 200 100 shows you can now go back and listen to. This show today was dedicated to the memory of Lucy Coggle and her friends and family, and we send out our love and condolences at this very sad time to the Coggle family.
Absolutely. We will finish with another act who's appearing at Sidmouth Folk Festival this year, and we're really looking forward to hear some classic tunes from Sharon Shannon. We will see you next week. As we say this more than ever, look after one another, folks. We'll see you next week.